With the Sangha, with great virtue of the compassion, for the sake of this assembly and all living beings, please turn the wonderful Dharma wheel to teach us how to be suffering, attainless, and birth and death. And we realize on birth.
Namo
Tathagata Toya Daya Arahade Tamil Tambo Yatoa.
Namo Tathagata.
The unsurpassed, the profound, subtle, wonderful Dharma in 100,000 eons is difficult to encounter. Now that I come to receive and hold it within my sight and hearing, I vow to fathom the best come one true and actual being. O Tum 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 Bi Yu Fa Fum Bang Tiang Guang Tiang Nam Tao Ngo Gan Ha Kim Kien Dang Guang Tho Chi Nguyện Nhật Hải Như Lai Chân Thật Nhiên. O Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Shenhua, Venerable Bhikshuni, or no advisors, Mitofo, Tipa Bodha, and to Otto Tienhua, and to Shiko, and to Kili Tik Tita, Ayidava. Okay, for those of you online, welcome. We are starting a lecture on Medicine Master Sutra. This is our third lecture of this season. Welcome, you're welcome to come in. You try. There's some new people here in the back. Invite in if you'd like to. And we went through the Dharma request, but we just went through the Dharma request. Is that online, Danny? The material, is that online? No, no.
Yeah.
It is online, so they don't take a problem.
It's the same link that from.
Okay, so it's online, you can follow. Is it by the name of the lecture or something? How do they recognize it?
Because you sent me the whole pack, so I just put the whole pack up.
Okay. Oh, well, we have, with our website that's coming online here, we should tell them which file or whatever, so that they know the procedure. So that. It's kind of weird to start a lecture with all these this process of request dharma, which is new for a lot of people, even Buddhists. So we should make it elaborate on that a little bit. Folks, we are on slide number 24 of Medicine Master Sutra. We're in the midst of explaining, elaborating on the 10 reasons for Shakyamuni Buddha to transmit this medicine master Dharma to this world. When
Thích Ca Mâu Ni đã truyền cái pháp diệu sư này cho vị quả A-la-hán.
Number seven. Seven, the three obstructions, seeds, and habit energies. Các đoạn cái tam chương chủng tử và những cái tạp khí. The three obstructions are tam chương là the karma obstructions, the retribution obstructions, and affliction obstructions. Chúng là nghiệp chướng, báo và phiền não chướng. Karma obstructions are the obstructions arising from your act, from your action. Okay. The retribution obstructions are the obstructions that arise from your obstructing others in the past. And the affliction obstructions are the obstructions that arise internally. That is, you stop yourself. That's the worst. The worst kind of obstruction you can find is you stopping yourself. Cái chướng này, chướng là tiền nghiệp chướng, nghiệp chướng là khi nghiệp, nghiệp phước nghiệp, khi mình, cái hành động của mình nó bị cản trở, gọi là nghiệp là cái nghiệp chướng. Cái báo chướng là lúc quá khứ mình đã cản trở cái hành động người ta, cản trở việc làm, cản trở việc tu hành người ta, thành năm cái kết quả này, cái đời này lúc mình tu mình sẽ bị cản trở lại. Phá, đi phá người ta tu, tiếp sau, lần sau sẽ bị phá khi mình tu. Cái phiền não chướng là cái tệ hại nhất là cái phiền não chướng, là còn bên ngoài còn nhẹ, còn phiền não chướng là cái mà không, phần lớn mình không có trị nổi, tại vì nó từ trong nó dễ làm cho mình phiền não, mình không muốn tu. The affliction, the nature of the affliction obstruction is that because it's internal by nature, as soon as it internally arises by itself, it causes you to stop cultivation by yourself. No one else needs to do anything. That was the worst kind. In other words, with this kind of affliction instructions, you stop yourself, no one else can help you either. Very hard to help you. Because for most of you, smart and savvy people, when you afflict it, you hide it. No, me, angry, never. Not me. Me, depressed, never. Not me. Me, helpless? Never. Look at me. Do I look helpless to you? Mind your business. Mind your own business. Cái phiền não là cái kẹp dễ sợ, tại vì ở trong thành ra cái thói tập tục của người là giấu. Đâu có ai chỉ công nhận mình đơn giản đâu. Sức mạnh tôi giận, xong rồi quý vị nào tôi giận được. Làm sao quý vị làm tôi bây giờ tôi chán trường được. Tôi đủ sức tôi tự lo, tôi đâu cần quý vị giúp. That's an internal affliction. That affliction is that I can help myself, I don't need your help. That's affliction right there. That's an instruction. Learn to recognize it. And then you have the habit energies. Okay, which are the residual from all the habits you've been indulging all this time. Cái tạp khí là cái mà mình cái thói quen của mình đó. Trước kia mình quen làm gì đó, nó tạo ra cái thói mà khó mà bỏ như thế. All right, any questions? Ai cho mắt gì không? Can the online people ask questions or not? Or how does it work?
Yeah, they could type out the question or...
Okay, then you get a
layer
of me, right?
They can have the mic, but the mic have the echoes.
Okay, so probably better to type it. And then we choose only the good ones. The tough questions, we just ignore them, right? So don't relay the tough questions to me. Just give me the easy ones. Okay?
Oh, that Jack has a question.
Okay. Oh, boy. Maybe you should have said, maybe he has a question. Don't embarrass me now. And then we use another screen for me. It says, oh, Yeah, what's the question?
He said that maybe give some examples of afflictions to get a better understanding.
Why don't you give him a bunch? What else did you want? Cái muốn họ biết mấy cái ví dụ như cái phiền não nữa. It's you yourself who get afflicted. Basically, that's what it boils down to. Okay. Cái phiền não mình tự tạo đấy. And what happened is I was talking to someone else earlier. You the affliction you yourself cause your own affliction, and you blame it on others. Cái phiền não mình tự tạo. Và xong mình trách người ta. Okay. It's like you sit there and you suddenly the noise of the car driving by drives you nuts. You say, why do you drive the car by here? You know. So that's the nature of the affliction. You always put the blame on someone else. It's never on yourself. And therefore, it does not get resolved. And another analogy of the affliction, obstruction is that, let's say you get married intending to have to experience marital bliss. Okay? And you find out the person you marry snores at night, and no way. So it really gets you afflicted because in the morning you need to get up and feel refreshed. You come to work, there's no stress at work already. So you blame the person. Okay. The idea here is that you can't handle the situation. You put the blame on someone else. Okay. And because that person cannot solve the problem itself, cannot help you solve your problem. Okay. It goes nowhere. And you move on to the next relationship, the same thing happens again. You got afflicted, and then you blame someone else, the same pattern. It's so miserable. People don't realize it. Giả như cái chuyện vợ chồng lấy nhau, sống với nhau, lấy nhau, tôi hiểu rằng lấy nhau, sống với nhau là phải tập. People have to realize it when you live. When you start new life and got life together, you have to learn how to work together, have to learn to solve each other's problems. Okay? When you live with someone else, you share your life with someone else, whether it's your wife, your husband, or your friend, or your co-workers, you have to learn to recognize your own afflictions and help deal with them. Okay, you have to learn that all the problems that arise from your sharing space with someone else is your own. You have to fix your own problems first. Okay. Any questions? Did I answer his question or not? Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Question.
Do any of these three obstructions are any of them like interchangeable, like afflictions caused through retribution or?
Yeah, they're all interconnected.
They're all yeah.
You can separate them, or you can. They all are interconnected, or they can be separate, depending on the intensity. Ok, ba cái loại này nó có liên quan nha, đương nhiên liên quan. Yes, question. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give an example of the habit energy?
Habit energy. Ah, ok. Question, ví dụ của cái tập đi. Left home people don't eat. I'm not supposed to eat after lunch, afternoon. Okay? The Vietnamese left home people, they eat afternoon. The Chinese people, they eat afternoon. Most at home people now eat afterwards. Okay? You're not supposed to. Ví dụ, người xuất gia là sau sau bỏ được cả. Không phải niêm tàu của Việt Nam cũng ăn. Okay, ai cũng ăn nhiều hơn. And then you meet with you've been doing that all your life. Then you meet with no advisor who says, you know, by the way, are you really serious about your cultivation? You shouldn't eat afternoon. Okay? Khi mình gặp người thiền sư nói, nếu như thiền sư muốn tu gắt cao hơn tí thì xong rồi mình ăn nè. So you stop eating afternoon. Okay, mình nghe lời, mình không ăn nè. But what happened is that daily, it's a daily struggle for you for a long, long time because every day for a while, as soon as after you stop, when you first stop eating in the afternoon, every time in the afternoon you walk by, you just smell, you smell food. You go berserk. You know, your mind says, "Let's go eat, let's go eat, let's go eat." Wouldn't be nice if this? Wouldn't be nice to eat that good feeling when you eat? Okay, so that's called habit energy. Okay, the fact that you've been doing it so often, repeatedly, creates a habit. And therefore, that habit causes obstructions for you. Causes you to veer in that direction when you really don't want to. Does it help? That the habit energy is a more refined form of obstruction, by the way. Obstruction, as you know, is your, like your enemy, the other side. Habit energy is much more subtle. It's a kind of thing that makes you derail. You don't even realize it because real feel real soft. You see, là cái tâm khí là cái còn nguy hiểm hơn cái chướng là nó còn thấy rõ ràng, nó có cái tướng mà, còn cái tâm khí là cái nó kéo mình lọt đường rầy sẽ được một cách nhẹ nhàng. Cái thói quen mình, cái đó gọi là mình thoải mái, mình thích thú. Okay.
Is that sleeping too?
I'm sorry.
Sleeping.
Everything you do. Mm-hmm. Everything you do. It's so pervasive. Mm-hmm. The habit and energy is so pervasive.
Mm-hmm. How do you deal with it?
Okay, good question. Because they're so pervasive, how do you deal with them? Mm-hmm. Tell me. You tell me. How do you deal with it?
Brush it away.
Hmm?
Brush it away.
How do you deal with it? Yes?
Cross your legs.
Cross your legs, yes. That's the process, yes.
You have to be aware of it.
Ah, that's right. Very good. Someone is opening his wisdom here. You have to be aware of it first. You have to realize it's not good for you. If you do not realize it's not good for you, you're not going to change. Someone has to tell you that, you know, it's not good for you to eat so much. It's not good for you to sleep so much. You've been trained, you've been indoctrinated to think that you need to sleep 7 or 8 hours a day. Not true. Not true. Show me the science that proves that. There's no science, no scientific proof. And yet, people believe in this. Okay?
Well,
people are trained to think that they need to sleep X number of hours a day for lonely. Such a thing. Yes?
Medicine promotes that continually, that you need to have 7 to 8 hours sleep a night.
Yeah, that's stupid. Cái tạp khí là có nghĩa gì mà sao mình chống nó bây giờ? Thứ nhất là mình phải hiểu rằng là, mình phải hiểu rằng mình phải ý thức rằng là cái đó tạp khí nó không tốt cho mình. Một khi mình ý thức nó không tốt thì nó có hại cho mình mới đổi được. Còn nếu mình cứ nghĩ nó tốt thì mình cứ như đi sức mấy mình đổi. Ví dụ như là cái trước giờ bác sĩ đều nói là mỗi ngày phải ngủ 7 giờ 8 giờ ngủ, thì đối với cơ thể và đối với những người tu hành thì nó đang tầm bậy. Ok, so you have to be aware of it first, okay, and then do not indulge. Don't have to do. There's a price to pay, because when you do that, you're going against your natural instinct. Okay, so it's unnatural for a while at first, but once you get past that hump, you're free. It can't bother you anymore. It's like you've been vaccinated; it cannot do you any harm. Disappears. Okay.
Disappears.
Oh yes. No words. So you want you, it's like you, it's been erased, folks. It's been erased. Yeah, lần đầu nó khó đi, tại vì mình cái tạp khí nó rất là đi cái kẹo mình hỏi, mình cứ trong trong thời gian đấy, không bao lâu đâu, sẽ mất cái đó này, rồi giống như là đi cô mình, nhím mất. Yes.
For how long do they need to go?
Depends on how heavily attached. Like Hong Kong lady here. I mean, she's been a long time. So what can we do? Habit energy is too heavy. Okay, give me another example. Habit energy. Success is a habit energy, because you've been so successful in doing those things, you're stuck doing those things.
Actually, it's not success, it's the competitive nature.
Okay. What aspect of success?
When you see people that are successful, they're usually real competitive. You know, even not just in business, but whatever they do, they got to win. Mm-hmm. Like play tennis, or play for fun,
yeah.
But they got to beat you really bad. You know,
right.
Or play cards, got to really beat you bad. You know?
What I'm trying, it's very good. It's very good, by the way.
Not like that. I noticed that.
right.
I know you don't play me.
The one who played her. Hai lúc tập đại diện cái này dạng như dạng tôi nói là dạng ví dụ một cái đạo lý khác là cái sự thành công đúng không phải thành công đó là cái thứ thích thắng tháo thắng không phải ông nói tháo thắng là cái mà nó đi được cái sự. It's very addictive, that competitive nature, right? It's not competitive. The actual word is that the winning. That's what I mean by success. Being on the winning side is very, very addictive. You seek that feeling, constantly seek that feeling. Once you have a taste of it, you keep on asking for it. It's fun. It's to beat someone.
It's a Western culture too.
Yes.
Very, very.
The culture of success. Actually, success is the polite word. Actually, it's like rubbing someone's nose and be high power.
It's making someone lose.
Yeah, it's prevailing over others.
Superiority.
It's very addictive. And then it ramifies into so many, many different forms.
And
ultimately, is it, I'm number one.
And leads to a lot of arrogance, too.
What?
Leads to a lot of arrogance.
Oh, yeah. Arrogance is just one manifestation. Much more subtle. Arrogance is easy to discern. It's easy to put a finger on. It's the other forms, Randy, that's extremely difficult to pin down. That's why habit energy is so can be so devastating. Yeah, ngoài sự thành công, tôi nói sự thành công dùng cái chữ cho nó đẹp đẽ thôi, thì ra cái đó là cái mà rất rất ghiền, mà mình ghiền cái thắng người ta, hơn người ta. Nói là thêm cái kẹp của cái kẹp khác nữa là đi nào ấy. nó ngày mai nó về là nó không thấy có những cái khác mà từ cái bờ hơn thì nó là thắng đó. À, nó còn chia ra những cái phần dưới nó còn thấp nữa, còn khó thấy hơn thế nữa. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
So the affliction, the karma and the retribution can influence or increase the affliction.
Yes.
So how about blessings or wisdom? Which one do I give me the best? Does the blessing increase or decrease the affliction?
Who would agree? Blessing, the more blessing you have, the less affliction you have.
The more blessing, the less affliction.
Yes.
How about wisdom?
Same thing. The more wisdom you have, the less afflicted you have, affliction, obstruction you have.
So this is kind of, so the blessing is like I'm not actively reducing the affliction. But the wisdom, I have to work for it to develop the wisdom, then to reduce the affliction.
Yeah.
So the easiest way is to get a blessing so that automatically the affliction gets reduced.
That's a good question. He asked a really good question. It sounds stupid, but it actually is pretty good. hỏi tạp nhạc đi thì ra cái đại khái như vậy, cái là cái phiền não, tại sao mình phiền não? Phiền não là mình trì bằng cách nào? Mình trì bằng phước hoặc là trì bằng cái huệ. Ok, thì làm sao mình một phần như thì nếu như có phước nhiều thì phiền não ít, huệ nhiều thì phiền não ít. Ok, thì cái cách mà mình nhưng điều nó có nhiều khi nó đổi dạng, nó không phải nhất thiết như vậy, không có pháp nào nó fix. Okay. What I'm saying basically is no fixed dharma. Sometimes because of the nature, I give you an example. Sometimes because of the nature of your blessings, you it manifests itself in forms of affliction, obstruction, so that you can have a chance to face it head on quicker. Does it make sense? Nhiều khi những cái phước nó hiện tướng ra bằng cách là nó phước mình nhiều, nó hiện tướng với phước bằng cách là bị cái phiền não nó rất nặng. Mà chính vì cái phiền não rất nặng, mình bắt buộc mình phải giải quyết cái phiền não đó, thì như vậy mình giải thoát sớm hơn. Ok, so that's what Obama refers to, turn adversity into blessings in that sense. Ok, so actually in that case the affliction actually a form of blessings. You see? So it's never fixed. So on the other hand, if you have enough blessing, you shouldn't have to face that problem either. So that's a different kind, that's a different manifestation of your blessings. Does it make sense? Depends. It depends on the conditions. So it's not fixed. There's no fixed route here.
But with the wisdom, then you don't even have, you can realize that is an affliction that you don't have to deal with.
Same thing. If you have enough wisdom, you can just gloss over it. Yeah. You say, not a big deal. I can put it down. I can see it through. Okay? So that's wisdom. That's manifestation of wisdom. You're not deluded by, you're confused by the state. Okay? Sometimes you get confused big time by the state. Okay? And then because of that, you must fix it. And that's why you unfold your wisdom. That's another flip side of it. You see that? Same exact thing. It's just a different conditions. You still reach the same place. Just different means. cái cách mình giải quyết không phải là vậy, khi cái phước nó làm cho nếu mà có đủ phước mình không bị gì nào, nó chuyện tự nhiên rồi. À, ngược lại nhiều khi cái phước mình nhiều độ mình phải phiền não. Tại sao vậy? Tại phiền não quá thì mình được giải quyết cái đó, mình giải quyết một cái một cái. What happened is that because you are feeling big time, you have come to the a bunch of offsprings. So when you fix one, you fix them. Whole bunch of them. You see that? That's why it's called manifestation of your blessings, or your manifestation of your wisdom. Because you take care of a bigger problem, which requires more blessings or requires more wisdom to unfold. Okay? Thành ra cái phiền não nó nặng quá, mình phải giải quyết phiền não một cái lợi đó là tại vì cái vấn đề nó nặng như nào thì mình cái giải quyết cái vấn đề đó thì cái phước mình nó càng thật lớn lên, hoặc cái về mình càng thật lớn lên. So it's not fixed. Yes.
Does your affliction can carry on from life after life?
Absolutely. You have the results.
So then it becomes a karma this life from your past life.
Yes. It becomes a natural evolution, for example. Yeah. Give me an example. That's a good question. The question is, nếu như mình cái phiền não nó chuyển từ đời này qua đời khác. I give you two examples of what such a thing that goes from lifetime after lifetime. Cho quý vị hai cái ví dụ. Cái phiền não nó đem từ đời này qua đời khác. The Buddha was walking with Ananda to a marketplace. Okay, ngài Phật đi Ananda đi tới vào thị xã. He saw a pot merchant. Có người bán đồ để mà nấu. Very successful guy, very good business. He was surrounded by a lot of customers. They all wanted to buy his pots. Okay, có nhiều khách hàng rất mua đồ. So the Buddha and his disciples stood there and watched, because it's such a very captivating, very lively thing. But Ananda didn't go. So what happened is that this man, for some reason, for some people, he's very courteous. Okay, maybe he goes buy maybe $1 worth. He's extremely courteous, all smiling. Next person wants to buy 10 pots. He's extremely rude to that person, to the point where he even doesn't seem to care. He wants to sell this person here. Okay? Then we để ý mua xong, người ta nhiều người tới mua tí xíu mà. Ông này rất tử tế, rất là ngọt ngào. Còn người tới mua một đống đồ, ông này rất là cộc lốc, rất có vẻ hàng học lắm. So Ananda turned to the Buddha and asked, "What wrong? What happened? This doesn't make sense. Why is this man so rude to the people who want and give him a lot of money, a lot of business, and so nice to some people who are not, not making much difference in his business?" Hỏi tại sao người ta mua nhiều mà lại rất là càng thục càng, còn người ta mua ít là rất lịch sự, rất vui vẻ. Buddha said, "You know what happened in a prior lifetime? Okay, the trước that merchant used to be a convict. Đời trước ông đó là một cái tội nhân. At that time he was being paraded on the street, on this very street." To the execution, to the execution place. Để gọi là đi phô đường, kéo ra ngoài đường. Từ xưa nó khó chạy là trước khi mà chặt đầu nó dẫn đi cho xem chú thấy đường gương. Okay. So that's what the ancient used to do, as parade the convict to the place of execution. Okay. While he was being paraded, okay, of course, a lot of people were so a lot of people saw that, okay, and that can you tell you. So you know that Ananda, the people that he's nice to are the ones who had pity for him. Mm-hmm. cái người hiện bây giờ ông nào ông thương mại buôn bán cũng rất tử tế, tại vì người đó có thiện cảm ông này, nó said oh poor man you can be executed, I feel so bad for you, I feel sorry, rất nói là thương hại cho ông tội nhân này. Well, the people he's rude to are the one who threw stones at him and then who would say, serve you right for being a criminal. Okay? That registers in our consciousness. Okay? Cái người khác thì nói là cái đồ đáng chết, đồ nó chết, nên trộm. Another example is a sexual attraction. Folks, sexual attraction. Ví dụ cá là cái chuyện liên hệ giữa hai người đàn ông và hai người nhau. You realize that the sexual attraction, mutual sexual attraction between two people, it dates back to prior lifetimes. Thì mình có biết là cái sự thu hút của giữa trai với gái với hai người với nhau đó là từ truyền kiếp trước. You guys realize that? You guys are husband and wife. You build up all the sexual attraction, all the sexual energies. Next lifetime, you naturally draw to each other again. You want to have sex again. Is that clear enough? This is why this reinforces the natural sexual attraction you have when you see someone attractive already. That's a natural, right? I don't know about you. Not for most of you who are superior people, you see. Right?
Only
superior cultivators. You're beyond that, right? But for most of us, see a nice looking woman and you want to take a closer look. Same thing, you see a hunk. Okay? But you indulge in that, and then you get married, and you perform all those sexual things in your entire lifetime. It builds up the habit energies for you to go and seek the same kind of satisfaction again the next time you meet each other again in the future. You're naturally drawn to that person. You realize that? That attraction is extremely strong for us. Now, thì ông ái với nhau là cái kích này là mình như vậy, rồi tiếp sau là gặp nhau cái đòi và tiếp mạnh dễ sợ. Yes,
how do you break that cycle?
How do you break that cycle? Are you sure you want to? Shouldn't you ask someone first? What do you want to know?
My aunt and uncle, they went to see a fortune teller before.
Yes.
And the fortune teller said they've been married life after life after life because they owe each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked that question.
It's not owing. I'm not talking about sexual attraction first. Owing is another
but
story.
But they still got married. And
the owe is easy. Owe you can skip out. The sexual attraction and you seek it. You see what I mean? The whole is that it's a repulsion thing. It's undesirable. The sexual attraction, you seek it, you go for it. You say, this is why I live for. This is the meaning of my life. She is my life. You see that?
Just like a drug addict.
And the worst of drug addicts.
But I mean, that's
you don't realize how destructive it is.
Yeah, but it's intoxicating because you sit there and you think about it every random thought comes back.
That's it. It always comes back to it. Okay. Cái Okay, so how do you break it? Okay, does anyone want to know, or is this one person wants to know how to break it?
Yeah, we all
do. Can you ask your wife first, or is it, shall we keep it to mom ourselves?
I don't know if I can afford to know, but tell us anyway.
Yes, please do.
It's about it. You have to resolve it first yourself. Okay? You have to resolve it yourself first. And then you have to resolve, help the other person resolve it.
Both have to resolve it.
Yes, both have to resolve it. For it to disappear. If not, one person still seeks the other. Mình phải giải quyết được. Xong rồi phải giúp người kia giải quyết. Là không người kia sẽ kiếm. That's right there. Janice, the worst kind of that. They seek you out. They say, I love you!
Divorce doesn't help? Can we plan when we end this life that it's not going to start all over again? Can we plan it that we end this life, we don't start all over again in the next life?
No, the sexual energy, the sexual attraction is still unresolved.
That well, I'm saying so. How do we do that, soulmate?
It is unresolved until we resolve it.
That's right.
Because it's a force, folks. It's like magnets. You have to resolve it. Because as soon as your door comes near, that's it.
Is that the source of the ignorance and the 12 causal links?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will share you a personal story. Yeah? Nói ví dụ cái cuộc đời tôi là cô, I told a couple of people already, but it's important for you to understand that when I was a lay person, lúc mà tôi còn tại gia, a long, long time ago, I was in my 30s. See, that's a long, long time, see, but you don't realize how old I am.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Lúc mà tôi còn 30 tuổi, đó là, you know, rất là ngu như sợ. I saw a baby. Okay, một đứa. Okay, at that time she was 3 or 4. She was 3 or 4 years old. Bà cũng tuổi. Tôi thấy một cái bị cúng. I still remember I was drawn to that baby, sexually drawn to that baby. See, at the time I was married, I was satisfied. It's not like, and yet the sexual energy is so strong to a baby. It stuck with me for a long, long time. How is it possible? I know I'm not a decent person, but I'm not that much of a pervert either. Hồi đó mà tôi đi hai ba tuổi mà bị hút, mình mới thắc mắc nó, ủa tại sao mình đâu phải tệ tôi nhưng mà cứ em biết là thích biết kỳ công gì đó. Okay, how to explain that? Sexual energy from prior lifetime.
But how can you tell is sexual attraction or is it somehow you just love?
How can you not? Huh? Sexual attraction is different from love. It's a sexual attraction, you want to have sex. Can you be mistaken about it? Can anyone be mistaken about it, the sexual urge? Anyone? Is it too R-rated or X-rated for anyone here? Hey, you online, are you too taken aback by this? See, in our assembly, anything goes, folks. Okay? We should have our arrows straight. Okay? So, can you be mistaken? Not me. You can be mistaken. Sexual attraction for love? Oh no, love is something else. Okay? Sexual attraction demands satisfaction. Love doesn't have to be required. Right? Big difference. Okay? So that's an example of what? One side having resolved it, the other side hasn't. So, she's after me. Okay, that's what happened. You only resolve one side. Then I'm making you the kind of one camera room. You know, yes, sir. Do not take it lightly, folks. You think you can fool around, say, go and then I'll court someone and fool with someone, break someone's heart, I'm bored, okay, bye, thanks. That is not resolved. You pay. Okay? Any other questions?
So it has to be resolved, but how do you do that? How do you resolve it?
Well, that's going to cost you money, honey.
Money.
You resolve it when you reach fourth stage.
Well, you don't resolve it, then you become an aha. You become an aha, then you resolve it.
At fourth
stage. You resolve.
So even by reaching that level of having no desire sexually, that still hasn't resolved it?
No, you only resolve for yourself. You still have to resolve the other side, who's still after you.
Oh,
it's not that bad. I mean, they have flowers, they send over El Dorados. My dinner.
Question?
Yes.
From Jack.
Yeah.
How do you resolve the other side to reach our hardship?
How do you resolve it? You become Buddha here first. Then you teach the other person to become ah.
He said, I see.
So nghe có hiểu là vấn đề là mình khi mà đối quan mình giải quyết được rồi. So what happened is that you yourself need to be free first, okay? Before the other side has a chance.
Be free.
Right, because you're not feeding on the fire. You know, adding more fuel to the fire. Right, that's the first thing that has to happen. Mình phải giải quyết của mình trước, tại vì không thôi mình sẽ tạo thêm cái làm cái gì cho nó khó hơn nữa. And then you have to have enough wisdom, develop the wisdom to help the other side resolve it. Make sense? That's much harder, isn't it?
Yes.
Thì mình phải giúp mình giải quyết mình trước, xong rồi được mở cái lệ để mình giúp cho nó giải quyết cái lệ nó sẽ bị khó. It's not the kind of wisdom of an hour. Arahants can only resolve it for themselves. Arahant chỉ có giải quyết được cho mình thôi, không đủ cái thời để giải quyết cho người ta. Okay? It's not that simple, folks. Yes.
Is that how you can also help your parents?
Yes. Giúp cha mẹ mình là trải yêu chuyện đó thôi. Other questions?
So the people who are not married, they don't, maybe they didn't have a really strong link with somebody, so maybe this life they are okay, they just...
No, just another hamburger. I used to have a harem, so I have... connected to all these women. Okay, so it's like another hamburger. Usually. Yeah. So the level of death depends on how often you do it, how much you indulge. Alright, any other questions?
So that connection doesn't necessarily have to follow into the next life.
Not necessarily. Because, for example, you get the child to get it. No, yeah, you don't have to worry. For example, next life, you could be born into the heavens, and your ex could be born into the pyramid. You're so far apart. Distance helps a little bit. They still go after you. They still chase after you. But they can't always draw near you yet. It's not always possible. Okay? Just like at home. You know how your wife runs after you and say, honey, you want to cuddle with you? You go into the restroom, lock the door, sit in the restroom? Can't come in there. See, you men know what I'm talking about.
At least they're going there to smoke.
Oh,
okay.
That's what the garage is for. Not a restroom.
I'm talking about cigarettes.
Yes? Any other questions? Okay. Number 8, we are on slide number 25, folks. Three contemplations. Teach three contemplations. Contemplation of expedience, of limitless vows and practices, contemplation of deep and profound practices, tam ding han, quan tam ding han. Let's go into those. Contemplation of expedience, quan ying phương tiện, là gì? You contemplate that all the expedients, ultimately their substance are empty. Quan là thấy là những cái phương tiện này rốt ráo là cái thể những phương tiện đều là không hết. And therefore, when you are able to contemplate them as such, then you can destroy karmic obstructions. See, earlier we talked about the three obstructions, right? Karma, retribution, and afflictions. Okay. Now we find ways, okay, to resolve them. Trước mình nói là ba cái tướng về từ từ mình thấy có những cái cỡ khác. And you destroy karmic obstructions in terms of conditions karma with outflows and condition karma with outflows. All those karmas have, whether conditions or unconditions, have three obstructions. Okay? Thì nếu mình thấy được cái phương tiện quá, phương tiện là rốt ráo, tiêu cuối cùng đó. Là đều là không nữa thì mình sẽ có thể phá được những cái quỷ phá được những cái nghiệp trước Any questions on the first contemplation of deviance? Of course, you don't understand. Number 2, contemplation of limitless vows and practices. You make limitless vows and practices so that you can deal with different types of states. So those are designed for you to universally illuminate false phenomena. All those are states. When làm những cái vô vi hành nguyện để mình mình biết ứng phó những cảnh giới khác nhau, và những cái hành nguyện đó nó giúp cho mình phổ chiếu những cái hư cảnh. Okay, everything outside is false, help you. Okay, and therefore you destroy the retribution obstruction. Even whatever it comes to obstruct you is also false. False. You can see it like that. It destroys instantaneously. Chẳng hạn như cái một khi mà thấy cảnh giới ngoài đều không thì những cái báo chướng là nó bị gì vậy? Yes.
So what do we need to do for like the contemplation of expanding? Actually, what you have to do?
Everything you do is false. See, I was waiting for that question, but you didn't ask until now. Experience meaning that whatever we do, all the experience, all the skilling means, all the things you do. Experience meaning everything you do. When you reach Mahayana, when you practice Mahayana on level, everything you do is for purpose.
It's for a purpose.
Yes. Everything I tell you to do is for a purpose. Okay? Even that is false. Even that you have to let go eventually. Follow instruction, you get there. But once you get there, he said, let go of the instructions. Does it make sense?
So how do we relate it to, let's say, the label, like, we can do that if we are a heart or, you know.
Don't go there. Not necessary. Phương tiện gì? Tôi nói phương tiện là mình tu Đại Thừa Ấn Độ, bất cứ gì mình làm đều là phương tiện, đều là đường, đều là giả, đều là không. Ngay tôi nói cái gì đó, những cái lời tôi dạy đó, đều là không. Nhưng mà ủa, sao kỳ vậy? Dạy mà làm đó, thì tới đó. Tới đó rồi mình thả đó, xả đó, mình thoát được. Give you an example of why it's important. Let's say I keep on referring to you folks about the third dhyana. I see a bunch of people all out there, stuck in third dhyana, because they follow instructions to get the third dhyana, and they cannot find a way to get rid of their attachment to that state. Okay? So they have to learn to contemplate the experience and ultimately empty. You're there already. Why are you still so attached? You got it. You have the donkey. You're on top of the donkey already. It's there. It's yours. Vậy cho nên chúng ta phải tham thiền, ok. Tham thiền là nghe lời, tới tham thiền, đạt tới tham thiền, ok. Chấp trước là tham thiền là thiền. Thực nhiên là nothing. You guys are so blessed to see a range of you know, people who are so proud and say, oh, I've been cultivating all this time. And now the young people are making progress so much faster. Okay? What for? Because to show you the earlier guys, the old hats, to say, it's nothing to be proud of, nothing to be attached to. Right? Isn't that a lesson? Don't rest in your laurels. It's nothing. Nothing. Okay? Any other questions? And of deep and profound practices, Quán Tâm Lý Hành. That is the middle way. And that destroys affliction and obstruction. Fixed instructions can be destroyed by practicing Mahayana. Cái tiền ảo là sẽ cần phát đại được để mà trừ. Ok? Trung đạo. Any other questions?
So, for the system of the limitless vowel practice, is that also if you do Mahayana, then it's also doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Different
level. Yeah, at all levels. All levels. Mahayana is for all levels. In lecture, I teach you here, look at you. You have different background, different levels. For the same instruction, okay, it's designed to help you deal with all of your affliction at all levels. It's just you don't understand it yet. So sometimes I have to say, hey, you, number three there. You're number three. Remember, at three is for you to reach four. This is why you stop. Okay. Yeah. It has, sometimes it has to be that course. Cái mỗi trình độ nó khác nhau. Nhưng nếu cái đại thừa, pháp thừa là hai nhau. Một lời giảng thôi thì chẳng thể ở hết. Nhưng tại vì cứ điểm hiểu. Another example is that last year we lectured on this sutra already. Năm trước mình giảng kinh rồi. Right? And yet, so many of you are still here. Are you learning anything new?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Năm ngoái thì giảng, năm nay cứ nghe làm cái gì, làm cái gì. Có gì mới, nghe gì mới này. So many new things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You thought you understand it already? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. That's Mahayana. It has so many layers.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you listen to Mahayana, okay, you get a different perspective. You have a deeper penetration. Like you know, you nghe được đầu thì được biết, nghe được những gì hiểu thêm tí, nghe được bao nhiêu thêm tí. Nó có từng lớp, từng lớp, từng lớp. That's why Master Chen Hua was not being humble. He said, I want to give you a simple explanation because that's one pass. But you take another pass, it gets deeper. Okay. Any other questions? I'm progressing very nicely, folks. We are at slide number three for the day. we are on slide number 26 after 1 hour. Exhort to recite the Buddha's name to see the Buddha nature. This refers to enlightenment. Cái này là tụng niệm Phật để mà thành Phật. When you recite the Buddha's name, you will become a Buddha. Okay, niệm Phật thành Phật. So when you recite the Dharma Body Buddha, mind is Buddha. When you recite transformation body Buddha, mind acts as a Buddha. Okay. Khi mà thị tâm thị Phật có nghĩa là mình tụng cái pháp thân Phật, thị tâm tác Phật là mình tụng cái hóa thân Phật. The mind acts as a Buddha, transformation body. The Buddha recitation samadhi is called seeing nature. If you enter the Buddha recitation samadhi, it's called seeing the nature, okay? Thì mình nhập được cái tiền niệm Phật Nam Bộ này, Tam Bộ, đó cũng là gọi là kiến tánh rồi. So this is another means of seeing the nature. The Chan Dhammador is known to be like Chan Chan, and you meditate to see your nature. See, you recite the Buddha's name, you can always see your nature. Okay? Mình tham thiền để mà tham thiền mà thấy được cái Phật tánh, để kiến tánh, niệm Phật để kiến tánh được. Okay. And accomplishing Buddha through secret words, kiến tánh kiến Phật chân mật quý. Any questions? So this Amador is very profound. Cái này cái pháp môn rất là tâm tập. Yes.
About the reciting Buddha's name.
Yes.
I heard that all the Buddhas are the same, so you can just recite one Buddha's name and recover it.
Yeah.
But the different Buddha have different vows, so what about the effect of their vows?
Now you're referring to the youth. They're different because they have different vowels, so each name has a different use. So even though you recite the Buddhist name, one Buddha, you recite all Buddhas as refers to the Dharma body. Nah, yeah, hỏi, hỏi, it's a good question. Hỏi tại sao nói là trước có người nghe giảng là nếu như niệm một Phật, một danh hiệu Phật, cứ niệm hết tất cả những danh hiệu Phật. Vậy chứ những cái Phật nó có hành nguyện khác nhau. Thì làm sao nó khác, nó giống khác biệt nhau chỗ nào? Khi mà nói niệm Phật á, một Phật á, có nghĩa là niệm hết Phật á, có nghĩa là mình nói về cái niệm Phật thì niệm về cái pháp thân Phật. So when you say reciting the Buddha's name, we recite one Buddha is reciting all Buddhas, refers to reciting the Dharma body Buddha. Okay, the all Buddhas share the same Dharma body. Tất cả những Phật đều có cùng một cái pháp thân thể. Whereas when you talk about vows and practices of each Buddha, you know, khi mình nói những cái hành nguyện của mỗi Phật, you're referring to the transformation body Buddha. Each has a different use. Một cái hóa thân có cái hành nguyện khác nhau, có một cái dụng khác nhau. Okay. So for example, in the Pure Land Charmana Dhammador, you recite Amitabha for rebirth purposes. And bên tình độ mình niệm Ajira Phật để mình mọc được vạn thân. Okay, that's first. It's just is specifically designed to help us maximize our chance of rebirth. Hồng danh của Ngài Ajira Phật là cái pháp môn đó cho để giúp mình. Đầu tiên hết là được vạn thân. Whereas when you recite the Medicine Master Buddha's name, khi mình niệm Yuk-chư Phật, you also work for rebirth, meaning you have it helps you your rebirth purposes, objectives. Mình có thể giúp mình vào sau này. But you also have other uses. Mà cũng có những cái hiệu nghiệm khác nhau, which we learn later in the sutra, in the further slides. Okay. So each has a different use, different function, depending on the circumstances. Okay, you should use them accordingly. Khi mình biết rồi thì tùy theo hoàn cảnh mình phải dùng cái hoàn cảnh khác nhau. For example, at the end of your life, it's probably the best thing to do for you, the best good for you to recite is Amitabha, right? Because that's when it's most critical. Lúc mình lớn chung, mình niệm Ai Di Đà Phật là tốt nhất. Whereas right now, okay, well right now, then it's good to practice reciting Medicine Master Buddha's name because you probably can use it right now. Yeah, bây giờ thì niệm Dược Sư thì có cái lợi, mình có niệm Dược Sư ngay bây giờ. Yeah.
About the say at the end of your life, you reciting the Buddha's name. Because from my experience, sometimes say if I recite Guan Xing Fusa, like I feel the connection better than reciting Amitabha.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, should I recite Guan Xing Fusa instead of Amitabha?
You can. It's not a problem. What, now or when you die?
Anywhere like that.
When you die, you're gonna recite one new name, but by the time you die, you things might change. So don't be too stuck. Rồi hỏi là những cái niệm niệm mà có cái âm thì có vẻ có thích có hiệu nghiệm hơn là niệm mà A Di Đà Phật. Thì nói ở niệm có hiệu nữa thì hiệu nghiệm hơn thì cái niệm có âm ấy. Để hỏi tiếp là khi mà hỏi niệm là niệm lúc nào chết là lúc bây giờ, rồi lúc chết thì sao? Chết thì ở lúc chết thì có chắc thay đổi, nó có thể nhiều khi thích niệm A Di Đà Phật mới 30 tuổi mà rồi sao? It's time maybe, yes, no. Any other questions? Number 10. The 10th reason for the teaching, why for transmitting this Dhammador into our world. lý do thứ 10 tại sao trì pháp môn này. Exhort universal pilgrim. Khuyên mình nên mạng sanh. This land is defiled and painful and evil. Yeah. Cái đất quả đất này nó dơ bẩn lắm, mà nó nhiều cái khổ lắm, mà nhiều cái ác lắm. Does it shock you? For you who are so comfortable, and would you say you are living in a defiled place where you're experiencing more pain and pleasure, and you're experiencing more evil than good? You buy that, or is it way too far off? Đây cái đất này vừa dơ bẩn vừa nhiều đau nhiều khổ nhiều ác, tôi hỏi cái đó đúng hay là sai? No, okay, no reaction. Okay, we all sleep.
It's a reflection of all our own defilement.
That's our reality. You buy that or not?
Yeah.
You think no? Think about the thực tế của mình không? Think about it. Your body. Now I get real personal. Your body. How stinky it gets when you take a shower regularly, or the roll-ups, huh? Your armpits will stink like crazy. You don't wash it, or you don't roll up, right? Người mình hôi thấy mồ, tắm rửa hoặc là không dùng mấy cái chất để nó bớt mồ hôi ra, right? We are defined. Our body is so defined. Is it too personal for you folks? Cơ thể mình hôi, hơi dơ. Ai có ai bị, có bị hơi xúc phạm rồi. That's our reality, folks. Don't look any further. We are dirty. Or I'm a pain. How much pain do you experience during the day versus how much pleasure? Cái đau khổ sao? Ngày đau khổ nhiều hơn, sướng nhiều hơn. How many hours you ever work? 8 hours a day at least, right? Ngày nào có làm việc 8 giờ. 8 hours of suffering, right? It's not fun to go to work. 8 ngày làm việc có gì vui vẻ đâu. For most people, going to work is a chore. It's a suffering, right? Now you go home. What happens? More suffering. Mm-hmm. You're faced with the spouse who had a bad day. Mm-hmm. There are children who want your attention, right? More suffering. So when do you stop? When does it stop? It doesn't until you get to the restroom. For a man. You see? We gotta figure it out. It's you girls who are. You still have to work out at it.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Not really.
Okay, so what about evil? If you don't think you are faced with so much evil, then why are you guys so all skeptical? You don't trust anyone. You guys are so distrustful. Am I correct? Huh? Tôi hỏi cái đau khổ ở dễ này, còn cái ác sao? Tôi hỏi nếu quý vị không tin ác sao? Tôi hỏi quý vị không tin ai hết này. How come you don't trust anyone? Why is that? Because you believe that everyone is out to get you. Anyone is out to harm you. Evil! You face evil. Everywhere, all around.
Personal experience?
Ác. Tin ai là mình nghĩ được là ác. Ác. Mình tin. Nếu mà tự tế mình tin thôi. Không. Tội ác thì ác thôi. How miserable an existence it is. You still hang on to it, you cling on it. Oh, I have such a good life. Oh, now I can really enjoy my life. Life of what? Life of defilement, life of pain, life of evil. Why are you so attached to it?
Human nature.
Lack of clarity. Mình ôm nên là đời tôi sung sướng rồi tôi quan trọng đời tôi còn đáng sống. Đáng sống gì? Đời thấy còn dơ bẩn dơ vế, còn cái đau khổ, còn cái ác không à? Cái gì vui trong đó? What's there? What's so great about life? I'm depressing, eh? Me too. I'm getting depressed.
This whole thing is depressing today.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's line up. Yeah.
Come on. It's not all evil. No. I don't want to believe that.
So that's why, this is why you want to be reborn to the pure land. Because there is pure, again, there is all bliss, and there, so good. Bởi vì mình muốn hoàn sát những cái mình thấy bên kia là nó vô ý, không bao giờ vẫn thanh tệ. Bên kia nó lạc, bên kia nó tốt. It's no more suffering in real life, folks. No depression, no worries, no leg pains, no hunger, no craving for chocolates. Huh? Isn't it a terrible thing, that like craving for chocolate, folks? What are you craving for?
Chai lattes. Not chocolate. Never have.
Chi sướng chứ một kia là nó còn đau chân, nó còn đói, nó còn khát, còn thèm thuồng. Okay, that's why the purpose of this is to heighten your awareness, to help you realize the current reality versus which is a much more desirable place of clean existence. Vậy giúp các bạn tình độ nó giúp cho chúng sanh, thứ nhất là giác ngộ, ý thức được là cái chỗ này cái chỗ khổ, chỗ đó có gì buông để nó mà thắng đeo đuổi thắng bám nhớ là qua bằng sanh sướng. And in terms of at the cultivator's level on slide number 27, anh lúc mà về phương diện tu hành, this land is like hotel, this land is like our own home. Cái quả này là giống như cái khách sạn thôi, còn bên tình độ là cái nhà của mình. It's no comparison, right? You're at home in a pure land, whereas you only are in here temporarily. Mình bên tình độ là giống ở nhà này, còn ở đây giống như ở khách sạn tạm bợ thôi. Okay? And this is available for all kinds of people to benefit. All kinds of people can be reborn to the best Western Buddhism. This is like, it's not like a child or school where, you know, I ask people to cross the legs for 1 hour a day, and most of them will not do it because they cannot take the leg pain. So a child is not for the overwhelming majority of people. If you know, you can tell it. Ngược lại bên thiền, nói thiền đâu phải là người thường căn tu, thiền là những người nói thiền là đéo chân không, chân đau đâu mà chịu đéo. So like Jenny for example disappears because she can't take the leg pain. You come here and you see everyone you know coming here and sitting there for 2 hours in the morning and not 2 hours in the afternoon. It's very trying. It hurts. Some of you are stupid to come, you know, twice a day, twice on weekends. It's your glutton for punishment. It's grueling. Okay? It's not for everyone. Yes?
A question about reborn Western Pure Land.
Yes.
Do you have to take refuge?
No, you don't.
So anyone, okay. Because in the sutra it says good men, good woman, that means people who took refuge.
No, good men don't, people do good.
Oh, okay.
Evil people too, like me, sort of scared of them. You know, it's criminal. Trust me, Buddhists don't say, oh, I like daddy, this is a good boy. I don't like having this, he's in a bad mood today. That time. It's not like that. It's all those things are designed to point out to you. If you do those things, then your chances of rebirth are much higher. You can do evil too, you know, but by the time you keep on doing evil right now, and by the time you die, okay, for you to be, your chance of being reborn the Western Bishop and virtually nil, it's there, but it's very difficult. So it's easier to do good. That's why I say all good people. If you want to be reborn, do good right now. Just let me translate first. That's how we English to become quy mới được bản sanh nó thôi. Cũng cần quy được bản sanh. Dễ chứ không phải những người trong kinh nói là những thiện thiện nam tử thiện 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 nữ thiện nam thiện nữ thiện nam thiện nữ chỉ là một cái phương tiện thôi. Thì ra những người ác nam ác nữ cũng bản sanh cũng được. Điều nó khó thì là lúc mà bây giờ cứ làm ác mà bày cái xong rồi lúc mà lâm chung thì khó mà sanh dễ sợ khó không biết được cũng có thể được thì quá khó. Thành với cái khuyên cái kinh chỉ là cái phương tiện kia cho mình muốn hoàn sanh tin nó hoàn sanh thì nên làm tốt bây giờ thì lúc mà cần hoàn sanh muốn hoàn sanh nó dễ hơn nhiều. Okay, question.
Is there anything that we can use to lift this veil of gloom that lingers over this depressing, defiled, painful, evil that we've
quoting venerable the late Pope John Paul II, why is Buddhism so depressing? So pessimistic.
Positive.
Yeah, no, what's the, why is the negative?
I think that it comes from the, you know, the first translation of the Four Noble Truths, you know, suffering and accumulation and extinction of the way. But actually, Dharma Master Hong Shir, he explains a little bit different. He doesn't use the word suffering so much. He uses more, this life is more unsatisfying. Everything is unsatisfying about it because it's
no, it's wrong. It's suffering. Are you kidding me?
But even if your life is good, like, you know, let's say you're lucky and because of the manifestations of one's blessings, you came out with your six sense organs are intact, no ailments, you go through a long life, you have a lot of opportunities, and, you know, you're not really afflicted. But still, at the end, it comes to an end. It's a transient kind of existence.
Okay, folks. I'll go online, correct Hong Shir now, because if you keep explaining it like that, he's wrong. Okay? We do not need to kiss up on you. I'd rather offend you right now and tell you flat out that the fact of the matter is that it is suffering you're experiencing. Try to tell me otherwise. Try to convince me otherwise. Okay, folks, that's number one. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you and say, oh, this is unsatisfactory or this is not as desirable. That's baloney to me. Shoot straight. Call a spade, okay? Or like Howard Cosell like says, I'll call it like it is. Okay? Don't sugarcoat me because I respect you too much. Wait, let me translate this. We went too much without translation. Hang on, we have to get to it. We are on flight number 3, so we have a schedule.
Yeah, I can go. That lifts the veil.
Yeah, that I'm getting there. I'm addressing your question. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm going to get
Go
there.
For it, man.
But there's a proper way to do it, and there's an improper way to do it. Okay? This is not why Master Shen Huang brought this Dharma to this country. Okay? For you, we need to sugarcoat it. Mahayana does not need any sugarcoating. Thì ông này mới nói là học trò tiền hóa mới nói là như ngày thật biết thêm thôi không à không có chế không thật nó là không phải đâu ông dạng thì một dạng cái tư dịp tế nói là ông nói là cái cuộc đời này không được như ý tôi tôi chửi nó tôi nói cái nó dạng pháp hay nhất trắc pháp của tư dịp tế mình là pháp khổ chứ không là pháp không vừa ý. Four Noble Truths, folks, Brandy, get it straight. It is about suffering, it's not about unsatisfactory. Got that? The Buddha never used the word unsatisfactory, or nor Master Shino ever used that word. This is wrong. This improper way of translating or interpreting it into English. It's suffering, folks. Why is that? Dạ, những bài tại như vậy tại vì nói chuyện không vừa ý là trật lắm cái pháp tư gì đấy là pháp khổ nhưng mà pháp không vừa ý có ai nói là không vừa ý đâu cái đó là khổ why is it suffering what else would you call it huh unsatisfactory is not satisfactory to me. It's suffering. Why is that? Let me get to your question. Hang on. Why do I insist on suffering, folks? Why is that? Why am I so emphatic about this? And there installed another senior Sangha member, yes?
I think the more truthful you get, the more quickly you realize that it is suffering, so you can...
You cannot fix the problem until you face it. If you define the problem improperly, you will fix the wrong problem, folks. You got it. You have to define the problem precisely. The problem is that you have to recognize the reality of the problem before you can fix it. Thank you for the comment. Bye. Mình phải mô tả cái vấn đề rất là đích xác mình mới có được cái phương pháp để cứu chữa. Còn mình phương mô tả bậy bạ mình chữa cái bậy bạ nó thôi. You understand that? You have to be extremely precise in your description of your problem before I can help you fix it. So is it being pessimistic? Vậy có nghĩa mình bi quan, bi giác hả? Oh, we need precise. Randy, I am being precise. I'm not being pessimistic. I only challenge you to give you the facts to prove me otherwise. Prove to me that I'm wrong. Prove to me life is not suffering. Life is not overwhelmingly full of suffering, more suffering than pleasure. Please teach me. It's too bad none of you is a billionaire or trillionaire. I love to hear from these folks. I will prove to them this, their lives is full, it's so miserable. But since it's not here, it's not up to me to prove it. Okay? Tôi cũng là bi đát và tôi rất là đích xác mình nói rằng mình cái gì ta rất rõ ràng rất chính xác mình chữa chữa nó được.
Nó phải biết đó, mình nói chính xác rồi mình biết đó.
This is where Paul second, John Paul second is wrong. It's not being pessimistic. It's being truthful. It's being factual. It makes it harder for you. Might make it harder for me to sell my wear to you. Okay? But if you buy into it, you get much more out of it. Because if I all I do is sugarcoat and say, oh, life is so great, just give, you know, give me more money, and you know, eventually you get you know, your life, all your wishes will be fulfilled. I'm only pulling your leg. So you get it. Yes, you get good stuff out of it. Yes. But in terms of return on the investment, it's nothing compared to my being truthful to you. Right? I'm helping you fix your real problem, not something that is easy to confront. It's not pleasant. But if you can face unpleasantness now, you can get rid of it much quicker. Okay? It's not pessimistic. It's being smart. It's being accurate. Being wise. Thành ra cái phần mình giải là mình chính, mình có cái về chính, mình chính xác, là mình chính xác, nhưng mà mình giải cái vấn đề nó lạc hơn, vấn đề nó lớn hơn, vấn đề nó sâu sâu, vấn đề nó có ý nghĩa hơn một người. Nên là trụ công giáo nó chỉ dạng rồi trợ tiền, cúng tiền, cúng tiền, này, mà mẹ nó làm những cái vấn đề họ giải quyết, họ đi quanh co, họ đi thẳng một vấn đề, thành ra những cái họ hiệu quả nó chỉ xoắn quá trời. Có xứng đáng đấu đá. Okay, any objections, any disagreements? On the other hand, let me make a case for Venerable Shu's statement, because he finds himself having to deal with a lot of people from different backgrounds, therefore maybe at times it's important that maybe you sugarcoat it a little bit so that you don't offend too many people. When, like Dalai Lama, he goes around and eats meat and deals with all kinds of people. Okay, so you know, from a Buddhist perspective, we don't eat meat, but every now and then he does eat meat with their side. It's okay for them to eat meat, but you need to be more flexible. I can understand from that perspective. Okay, so it's not totally wrong to say to sugarcoat it, but I'm saying from the personal perspective, I'm here to teach you Mahayana. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. Okay. Tương lai nhận thầy thật cái thầy phải đi mà chung trà nhiều nhiều người thành thầy là như cái thời điểm chuyển thì thành thầy như cái thời điểm. Phải nói nhẹ nhẹ hơn tí. Tôi không có cái vấn đề đó. Tôi là cái gì đó thẳng. I don't need to please you. I need to please anyone. I'm gonna give it to you straight. À, tôi vậy thì nói nha. Thật thân được thông cảm. Yes, question.
It was just
gone. Resolved already.
Just the thought. Not as important as the point you made.
What thought?
I was thinking. If someone comes from a three evil paths and then they get reborn as human, they might think it's a good life here. But if someone comes from like a pure land or a heaven, they get reborn in human realm and then they might feel like it's a lot of suffering.
Thì người mà tình độ đúng là từ pure land chỉ cần gì born from the heavens, fall from the heavens. To hear, then it's a lot of suffering. So lower and higher realm to lower realm. That's what you mean. Lower realm to higher realm, like deep realm. Yeah. Nói là dạng như cái nói đại cảnh là yếu, nói là những người mà từ những cái cõi mà cao hơn, rớt xuống cõi cõi người này thì thấy gọi là khổ, còn những người cõi là thấp mà sinh lên cõi mình gọi là sướng. No, the funny thing is that you don't remember every time you're born. So I'm working with children in the world. You know, they don't know where they come from. Mm-hmm. You know. So it's a new ball game. Mỗi một sinh quên đấy, đang bắt đầu lại. All right. Any other questions? So particularly, Dharma is most appropriate at times because you cannot ignore this body. You only hope for rebirth to be wishful thinking. This is why Shakyamuni Buddha gave us this Dharma. Vì vậy Ngài Thích Ca Mâu Ni mới cho mình cái pháp này. Because to go for rebirth at that end is important, but we need to take care of our immediate needs. We have to be realistic folks. Can't say, let me worry about what's most important for me the next lifetime. Let me get the best thing for me next lifetime. What about right now? Can't ignore it. You ignore it in your current lifetime, you're being stupid. You need to take care of this very lifetime. You need to take care of these your current obligations. Okay? Mình không thể nào làm quên, làm ngơ với cuộc sống này được. Mình phải giải quyết những cái cuộc sống hiện tại bây giờ. Thì còn đời mà còn sanh còn lâu lắm. Okay? Cái pháp như sư là pháp giúp mình giải quyết những vấn đề này. Ngày hôm nay, cuộc đời, ngay cuộc đời này. Okay? So, Shakyamuni Buddha, in summary, Shakyamuni Buddha brought Mahayana of this world because he gave us two major dharmas. One, two critical pure-land dharmas of our time. Tại ngày Phật Ca đem cái pháp là tinh thần thời điểm cái cõi này trong thời này rất quan trọng. The rebirth dharma, to appease your worries. Okay, cái bản sanh pháp bản sanh đó là về tây phương cực lạc, là cho mình biết là mình sẽ được đến chỗ an lạc. That is away around the wings. Okay, and then the Nissan Master Buddha Dharma, to take care of our present, your current problem, your ongoing problems needs to be addressed. Two major, major dharmas that he brought to this world for our sake. You know how compassionate he is. And I then found Vanshan Vanikman, two Vanshan, or the Dungin Guru Buddha. Cái bản sân tu đúng mình sẽ bản sân, nhưng nếu vấn đề hiện tại mình phải giải quyết, hiện tại mình cần ngay nữa, cần sống để có những cái giải quyết, cần giải quyết những vấn đề cần nhau, thì cái pháp dược sư pháp giải quyết những vấn đề ngày hôm nay cuộc đời này hay là đại pháp. Then why is that? Let me tell you why is that. Most people don't realize this medicine master Buddha Dharma. Especially Buddhist ones. You guys inside, one year inside. Earth store Buddhist, right? But no one inside there in the medicine master Buddha. Why is it? Nghĩa ta sao ngay đủ pháp này? Toàn là điểm khó lâu kiếm địa tạng. Why is it? Number one, nhất, because you don't understand this Dharma. We don't understand this Dharma. Therefore, we can't teach you. Nhất là tại vì quý vị hiểu quan trọng là tại vì người xuất gia chúng tôi không hiểu thành giải cái điều gì. Okay? That's number one. It's not understood anymore. Number two. When you cultivate it, there's no response. Therefore, you don't believe it. We don't understand it that much. And then we tell you to cultivate, we cultivate together, and nothing happens. You say, let's try something out of the works.
failure, the sadness.
Cái đó là cái phần cái gì là nó mới tu và hiệu quả nhé. Tu không hiệu quả cho tu biết là mình nó hiểu lắm, mình hiểu rằng là tu biết cách tu. You don't understand it, how can you cultivate properly? Okay? So one thing, listen up, you don't understand, you say, well, you can't cultivate properly, therefore there's no response. Therefore, never mind. Let's find something else. This Dharma door, he has things that all the Dharma doors do not have. What things?
I mean, translate it in English, this is
for. Không hiểu, thành biết cách tu. Không biết cách tu, thành ra không có hiệu quả. Không có hiệu quả, thành ra cần bỏ. Pháp môn quan trọng thì nó. Tại vì có những cái pháp môn có, những pháp môn khác có. For example, what are they? Accidental deaths. Chết ngang đá, những chuyện ngang đá, chết sớm. You know, I have a nephew. This is very personal to me. My nephew, con đưa giáo. Khéo lắm. Để không những ngang đá đấy. He's at the age 18, 18 tuổi. He's 18 now. He was 18, 18 tuổi. No job. Only finished high school, học ở trường trung học xong mới học trường trung học ra thôi, ra trường trung học rồi. He has an apartment. He lives in an apartment by himself. He's Vietnamese, of course. Nó có ở trong một cái bạc mang riêng là người Việt Nam. He has a Canadian girlfriend, có bồ người Việt Nam. He drives a BMW 5 Series in the parking lot of ở bên Montreal. Có bồ người Việt Nam, chiếc xe BMW loại số 5, cái loại số 5 trăm triệu là chiếc xe. Bao nhiêu? 670,000 dollars that car nowadays. Okay? 18-year-old. Where does the money come from?
No job.
No job? Not certainly not from a regular job.
His father, parents.
Not parents. His parents are poor.
Girlfriend.
Not girlfriend.
Credit card.
Not credit card.
Drugs. Selling drugs. Illegal.
We don't know.
Oh.
We don't know.
Okay.
Okay? Official line, we don't know.
Yes.
Tiền đâu? Không ai biết hết. Chắc nhà gia cha mẹ nghèo. Bộ nghèo. Bộ không có tiền. Tiền ở đâu ra? Không biết được. Không được nói là buôn bán bất tiền. Không biết được.
Is he born in this country?
No, he's in Montreal. He was in Montreal.
Was he born?
Last week, yeah, he was born in Montreal. He was Canadian. He's
okay.
Born Canadian.
Okay.
He's this wave of Vietnamese refugees who went to settle in Canada. Last week, they found his body. He disappeared for a week. Okay? Found his body along with the car. Từng đứa ký xác chết trong chiếc xe bị tâm một tuần. Okay? No one knows why he died. No one knows where the money comes from. Okay? That's accidental death.
Did they go to an autopsy master?
We don't know. We don't have the details. But I'm saying that these are the kinds of things that confront us. It could happen to any of us any time.
That's right.
Right? And chết yếu, chết bất đắc kỳ tử, đó là cái chuyện mà ai cũng có thể xảy ra cho tất cả mọi người. Okay. The other dharma that also the other thing that this dharma is very good excels in is when you break precepts, this dharma helps you restore your precept substance. Okay, khác là người xuất gia, những người mà có thọ giới, phạm giới thì cái pháp này giúp mình lấy lại giới thiệu. Nó phát là làm được tuyệt vời. Nghĩa đủ đúng phát cái sự đó mà này.
Yeah, we do it every morning.
Yeah, we do. My pupils do. Okay.
Can you help your nephew?
Huh?
Can you help your nephew?
Too late now. He's dead. What can I do?
Pure life.
Ah. Giúp được không? Chết rồi, giúp gì nữa? Bây giờ bản sao thì sao? What about pure land?
Yeah. He just passed away, didn't he? Mm-hmm. All of those.
Is it within the 49 days?
Mm-hmm.
So, no?
You can help some, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to, if he doesn't ask.
Right?
What?
You have to ask
for it,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still, even if you recite on his behalf, you still have some help. Not to go there, but you plant the seeds. I'm not saying that he's not going to go this time, but his rebirth will still be better than if nobody did anything for him. So you have to kind of look. I'm not saying that he never planted the seed himself, so obviously he cannot go himself this time, but if you make offerings and do merit virtue and then
his mother is doing that.
Yeah, transfer the merit virtue to
his mother.
His
mother is a pure land person.
Yeah, better than nothing. So you know so at least
that's
his
right.
rebirth will be much better than
His mother is a follows the disciple of Jingu. So they're pure land people. Okay, so they're doing something But the question is can I do something about it? Not a whole lot. They have to ask for it. You cannot force your hands on my help on your hand on others. Even my own father, I can't force my hand on my own family, my own father. My own family. You know that?
Mm-hmm. How about when the DRVA, the ceremonies performed like the water, land, air ceremony for the deceased, or reciting auspicious mantras at the beginning of the year for the nation, those kinds of Dharma ceremonies. Nobody, I don't think the President of the United States asked for that.
No, they don't ask for it. It's our community service. Mm-hmm. That's different. That's different. The Dharma has given us. This is like a free thing or a general thing that's part of our. I'll pay back to society, very general for everyone. But when you get personal, like each person, like you yourself say, okay, I want to be reborn, you have to request help. It just doesn't, it's not automatic. Who are we to impose our will on you? Even though my own family, I can't impose my will on them. I give you an example. When my late father passed away, okay, my own mother, my own family members, okay, my own family, own brothers and sisters came and decided to invite the known masters, the Vietnamese masters, and the Chinese monks, and so on, and come to help his rebirth. They never asked me to help. So what can I do? Nothing. Lúc ông nhà thằng Diễn chết, gia đình nó mời mấy thầy Việt Nam tới, thầy khác tới tàu Việt Nam tới làm giúp, không hòa tới giúp. Nó thế này. Who am I to impose myself on? And I see all these people. They don't know what they're doing. They didn't know what they're doing.
If they don't ask, you can't.
Come on. They're Kung Fu. All of them combined, except when I'm sure it's there, okay? Except when I'm sure it's there. Let me clarify it for you. Because I'm sure they made it to once for a couple of hours. All the Kung Fu's combined are lower than the white chicks. Kung Fu, Kung Fu, they do. Okay. Don't do anything about it at all. Okay. All those can be done. They put their faith in that. That's the personal choice. You have to respect that. Okay. Yes.
How do you request it if you're dead?
You make arrangement before you get it, number one. Or you. You make sure that your wishes are known, okay? Because you don't, tough luck.
Well, 18-year-olds, 99% of them don't even think about that. They think they've got forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there what's it called, the in-body comes in as request?
Doesn't have that power.
Doesn't have that power?
No.
So the case for your externalist friends because he has that power?
Yeah.
Already?
He's a physical man. This punk is a nobody. He's confused. How can you know who to ask for? I tell that story another day. But that's a very good story. I didn't tell you the whole story yet, so I need I need more time. Làm sao giúp người ta bây giờ thì nó muốn giúp thì trước khi chết và lo trước khi mà chết yêu cầu giúp vật là để di chúc nó rằng là muốn cái này muốn cái đó. Nếu even my own Vietnamese master when he passed away I saw the same exact thing happening. There's nothing I can do. Lúc thầy còn giáo chết tu vậy, thầy còn giáo chết tu gì thì vừa cũng bị trói tay, thầy còn giáo tới cũng bị trói tay nữa. Okay, yes, question.
So is that the difference between the 49-day thing and the reverse pack?
Yeah, big difference.
So can we request it on behalf of somebody else or not?
Yes.
How about if that person did ask for it, then what? I mean,
if you don't ask me to help, I can't help you.
No. If somebody in your family passed away,
yes.
And you want to do a rebirth plan,
yes.
But they don't ask you for it, you know, can we ask you?
It's different for you.
Oh, it's different that way.
Yes,
it's different. Isn't it?
Because
it's what they
because. Because I can't impose my dharma on you.
Right.
I can't impose my knowledge, my preferences on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can on others. Right? That's different.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Well, let me finish that.
No, that's it. Trên như người khác nghĩa người khác tôi nói là cái lý do mà tôi bỏ tay tại vì tôi không có quyền dùng cái của tôi để ép người ta đi một cái đường. Because what happened is that when I do it, I'm forcing you to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kid, I force him to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you that part.
The 18-year-old?
No, the other guy.
Oh.
The other externalist.
I want to know
when I have conditions, there are conditions for me to do that.
Mm.
If the conditions are not there, I cannot force my hand.
Okay.
I can only operate within a range. Okay. So either it's directly you request me to do that, I try my best, or someone else requests me to try my best, then I can, those are conditions for me to help. Otherwise, I can't say, hey, I like you, let me send you to the pyramid. I don't like you, I push you down there. That's how you're going to come across. You see that?
Yeah, I understand. Because even that's like, even that's even, I think, beyond what King Yama would do. Because it goes beyond a person's karma.
It's more than that. Because let me tell you, personally, let me tell you, that even though my father didn't get help, they didn't request me to help. Even my master didn't request. They didn't request me to help. Okay. Because my master knew that I could help him. He never asked me to help. Okay. Whatever his reasons. But what happened is that King Yama says, wait a minute. How would it look if I allow his master to go to the hell? What if I allow his father to go to the hell? How does it look on me? As King Yama. It's different. You see that? So, even though I was able to directly help, I was also able to help indirectly. In the sense that they said, okay, let's send him somewhere where they're not going to suffer too much. Okay? We don't suffer too much because we look like we don't know what we're doing. And he doesn't suffer too much because he doesn't care. You see that? So it's indirectly helping. There are many dharmas. It's not always like that. Okay. Not always we have to send it right away. But
if you
and let me translate for Ms. Shuni so she understands the delicacies. Mặc dù mình không trực tiếp giúp được mình giá thì mình giúp được tại vì Diêm Vương á, ông này ông cha ông này ông thầy ông này phải lạy xuống hai người này mà bây giờ mình để cho đồ thì cái mặt mũi mình là ai nữa vừa hầm hai người cái hộ mà mình là buồn ngu dám để cho họ hộ để những người mà ông này đội ơn hộ mất mặt ông mình không giúp gì mình không giúp. So they were supposed to fall but they didn't fall. Well, that's what the blessings call for. Okay. Thằng mặc dù đang bị đỏ nặng lắm, mà không bị đỏ may lắm. It's not as good as we do. Evidence is good. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
With my family, if they are not in the where I would like them to be, or thinking where I am, or following my path, what do I do about that?
For your family, okay, that's a good question. Cho những người mà không đi sao? To be reborn, first you have to want to be to go to that Western Bliss Pyramid, go to the pyramid. Muốn vào thành, thì muốn vào thành mới được. Okay, it's not like you don't want it, you're not gonna get there. Okay, that's first. Even if they don't want to go for rebirth, they can be reborn in a good path. Còn dù không được vãng sanh, đều sinh vào những quả cái đường tốt, cái thiện đạo. What happens when you at least you don't fall. If you don't fall, you still have a chance for rebirth, much quicker. Got that? That's the idea. Thành mặc dù mình nếu mình không đọa hòa thì mình cái cơ hội mình được vãng sanh nó tốt hơn, mà nó lẹ hơn nhiều. So what happened? You reborn, and let's say on the human realm or the God's realm, chẳng hạn như mình sanh vào cái quả đời hoặc quả người. Then you have the seeds for Mahayana and Pure Land seeds for you to be able to meet with the Pure Land Dharma, learn about it, and then get reborn quicker. Thành ra mình có được cái thiền căn về cái tình độ để mình trong quả đời quả người. Thì quả trời của người để gặp cái pháp tình độ để mình vào sanh được sớm. Okay, this is why it's important not to fall and plant the seeds, because if you have the seeds, when you encounter the Dharma, it's going to ripen very quickly. Whereas if you have a seat and you fall to the lower realms, you cannot encounter Mahayana. Có chủng tử rồi, mình cần cái duyên là phải qua trời con người thì chủng tử mới thành được. Còn rớt nọ một cái là chủng tử mới thành được. It's, you go to the lower realm, you can also encounter. You can also, but it's very extreme, much, much more, much harder to encounter Mahayana. If you encounter, you won't believe it. You will not believe it. No matter how many seats you have. Very difficult. Huh? Because down there is dark. Your mind is so dark, so obscure. You don't make sense. You can't listen to reason. Okay? Okay, we have to close here because we need to vacate the premises by. Okay, we etch over 7 more minutes. Extra minutes. Okay, folks, sayonara. We'll see you next time. Thanks for coming. Okay, let's do a transcript and then we clean up. Because the last time you guys cleaned up, it only took 10 minutes. Oh, you guys are so efficient.
When this retribution body is done.